Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Egan, and Morales drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinson scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fosse. The throw from Egan and he is out, Morales applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua misplays the ball. That's an error on Bevacqua. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Foster moves to second. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foster moves to third. Leon moves to second. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Foster scores. Leon scores. Bebakwa moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bebakwa scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Egan for a passed ball. Olander moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bebakwa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bevacqua hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0-for-1 in the game. Paul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Ulander reaches second base with a double. Paul moves to third. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Egan for a passed ball. Paul scores. Ulander moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunts hits a fly ball into left field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Indians. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Andrews moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Alan Foster now pitching. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Rich Morales. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Mike Andrews now playing second base. Rick Reichardt now playing first base. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Reichardt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bebakwa is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bebakwa fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hunts hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bebakwa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fosse for a passed ball. Andrews moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Muser pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Muser moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Rick Reichardt now playing left field. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Steve Keeley now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive towards third. Hunts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Babakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunts hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Keeley, and towards Hunts, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.